Right, there we go. It is, yes, and there's little purple things going all over the place, and the white circles. Mm-hmm. My name is Jane Ann Liston, and I'm the convener of the Star Link, which is the St Andrews Rail Link campaign. Well, the latest is on the campaign that three members of Transport Scotland came up to St Andrews to meet the action group on earlier this week, and we had a discussion and about how we were going to proceed, because we have this we had this feasibility study done back in 2012, and it's a question of taking it to the next stage, because there is an appraisal which has to be carried out for every transport project, and what we needed to do was find out how best to go about doing that. Well, I think it shows that they're treating it seriously. You know, three civil servants came all the way to St Andrews and by public transport come along and speak to us and listen to what we had to say. So they will have gone away and realised that we are a serious professional campaigning group, and we're not going to be going away in the near future. And I think we were able to impress upon them the importance of the campaign, which was based around the importance of St Andrews as a destination, because there are, of course, several campaigns for rail reopening, and they're all very worthy in their own ways, and they're all very valid. But the point that we kept making was, this is St Andrews. This is a major destination of national importance. It's an international destination, you know, home of golf, home of Scotland's oldest university, and it's also a tourism magnet, and it's also an economic generator with the potential to be so much more if it had better connectivity. They were saying that what the way they do things is that you have to identify a problem first of all, and then you come up with every possible way of solving the problem, and you gradually eliminate them. So they couldn't, I think as civil servants, they couldn't actually say that they agreed like that, because they said, this isn't the way we do things. But we have absolutely no doubt that once we have done the multimodal appraisal, which is required, then it is going to be rail that will come out as the best way to transport the large numbers of people that come to St Andrews for whatever reason, whether it's leisure or whether it's business, and in the most efficient and fast and environmentally friendly way possible. Some of the politicians have been very helpful. Willie Rennie, for example, was the one who wrote the letter to the First Minister, which is what kicked off the meeting with Transport Scotland. I think the First Minister suggested that we might want to meet them, and I think Transport Scotland therefore were anxious to do what the First Minister suggested. We have the backing of St Andrews Community Council. There was a member of their rail subcommittee who was also along at the meeting. But they have backed the campaign from the start. So it is all very helpful. Further approaches are being made to other politicians. We've also had endorsements, of course, by two of the former presiding officers of the Scottish Parliament, David Steele and George Reid, which is, again, extremely helpful. Now, let me take issue with this use of the word competing. You don't do that if you're talking about road improvements. You don't say, oh, well, we have to do this road rather than the other road. You agree, first of all, a strategy and say, these are the things that we want to do. And I think that is what the Scottish Government and Transport Scotland should be doing, should be coming up with a strategy and say, these are the railway lines that we think should merit closer examination for reopening. I mean, it's not that long ago that Sestran, for example, had reopening St Andrews in its documentation. So I think that's quite interesting. But it's not a question of competing, and we're not going to fall into the trap of being pitted one against the other. As I said earlier, each of the campaigns makes a very good case on its own merits. The case for St Andrews is unique, and we will continue to make that on its own merits. And the sensible thing would be for any rail strategy to say, let us see what we can do about St Andrews. Because it is quite ridiculous that a place like St Andrews, of its stature, and with the number of people that keep visiting it, does not have a railway station. Well, we actually have another meeting arranged with ScotRail, the head of economic development, and he is going to be coming up to St Andrews just after the new year. We're also arranging a meeting with the university to see how they can assist. We've already had positive statements from the Chancellor, Lord Campbell of Pitt and Weem, the Principal, Louise Richardson, and the Rector, Catherine Styler. So we now want to get into the operational side of the university and see what they can come up with. And we're still collecting all the likes on Facebook. We've got over 600 now, which is not bad for a page that only went up in July. And we can continue to garner support and show that it's there. And we will just continue making the case. You know, it's always when someone says that's you can never think of it. Then as soon as you put the phone down, you think, oh, but there was this and that. Yes, I think that's probably covered most of it at the moment, because I can't think of any other bits of it. Oh, one other thing maybe is that, of course, Rail Future Scotland has been supporting this campaign early on as well. Because it is one, they have a whole list of improvements that should be made to the Scottish Rail network, and St Andrews is one of the priorities there. So they, as a national rail campaigning organisation, have recognised the significance of St Andrews, which is again extremely helpful. Right. Pause. Yeah.